We went to meet Ibrahim along with his mother, wife, and children. I went around looking for him till I reached a warehouse. Inside the warehouse, there were around 80,000 military boots. I looked at Ibrahim's boots and noticed that he was wearing one of those 30 kilo boots that were all muddy and worn out. I was wondering how he managed to walk in those heavy shoes. I said, "Ibrahim, please take one of those other boots." He replied, "This is the property of the volunteer forces." One of Ibrahim's friends was there as well. He had previously insisted several times that Ibrahim take one of those boots, but Ibrahim had always said no. His friend said, "All the stuff in this warehouse is in Ibrahim's authority. If he gives me the permission, I will give all these boots to him." Ibrahim said, "This is the property of the volunteer forces. Don't be generous with something that is not yours." I said, "But aren't you also part of the volunteer forces yourself?" He replied, saying, "This doesn't apply to me." I said, "I'll give you enough money to buy a pair." I tried to take some money out of my pocket, but Ibrahim said, "Keep your money in your pocket. These boots are not for sale." It was completely useless to continue insisting. All the stuff in this warehouse is in Ibrahim's authority. Ibrahim said, "This is the property of the volunteer forces. Don't be generous with something that is not yours." This was a story from the life of Shahid Ibrahim Himmat. Ibrahim Himmat. Ibrahim Himmat. A young and active youth who gave his all for Allah's sake. For Allah's sake. For Allah's sake. And left this world as a Shaheed.